Today's shiur is Masechet Baba Metzia, Daf Mem Gimel. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Teaches us the Mishnah, Hamafka Mayas Eitzel Shulchani. If somebody leaves money with a money changer, Im Tzurim, if the money is tied up in a knot in a package, then Lo Yishtamesh Behem Dalacha is, he may not use that money. Lefikach, and therefore, since that's Dalacha, he may not use the money. Im Avdu, if something happens to the money, because we're referring here to Hashem Mechinam, and we know that Hashem Mechinam is only chayiv for a pshia. He's only chayiv for negligence. But if there was no negligence, he would not be chayiv. Mutarim, but if it was given to him open, so the fact that it was given to him open, as we're going to see, is a clear indication that he was given permission to use them, and therefore yishtamish behen, he has the right to use it. But and since he has the right to use it, lefikach im avdu, if something happens to that money, chai b'chuyusan, he will be chayiv to pay for it. It's that and what the Mishnah is teaching us, that not only in a case where he started using the money, and the halach is that there, of course, once he starts using the money, he's going to be responsible. But even when he didn't use the money yet, but since he was given the money with the understanding that he's allowed to use the money, the halacha is that he will be held responsible if anything happens to it. I saw that the Sefer Or Pnei Moshe explains the Mishnah on a Musar approach. Hamafkin Maas Etz Shulchani. If somebody receive something from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, im tzururin, if he keeps the money that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us, tzururin, tied up, lo yishtamish behem, and he doesn't give any tzedakah, then lo yishtamish behem, he will not have the schus to use that money. And lefikach, im avdu, if he ends up losing his money, ein achai b'chuyosan, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he can't have any complaint to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't do with the money that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to him what he ought to do with that money. Aval, if mutarim, if he has the money that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, mutarim, open, that he's constantly prepared to use the money in a way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to use the money, then yishtamish behem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him the siyata d'shmaya, that he will be able to use that money properly. And not only will he have the shkachat pratis, has siyata d'shmaya to be able to use it, chayiv v'chuyosam, kaviyochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take responsibility that he should be able to use his money, that he will be able to have that money last for, with him for a very long time. Eitz a balabais, but if money was left by a balabais, bein tzurur and bein mutarim, since this person that the money was left with is not an individual who's in the business of doing business with money, so therefore bein tzurur and bein mutarim, it makes no difference in which fashion the money was left with him, lo yishtamesh behem, he should not use them, and lefikach, and therefore since he may not use the money under any circumstances, if something happens to that money, ein chayiv b'chuyusan, he will not be chayiv for anything that happens to that money. Chenvani, now the Mishnah speaks about what is the status of a storekeeper. Chenvani kebalabayis, divrei Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, Chenvani has the same status as a balabayis, and according to Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chenvani has the same, and therefore he can't use the money under any circumstances. Rabbi Yehuda says that the status of a Chenvani is kushulchani, and it depends in what form the money was given to him. The Rishonim say that the discussion that we're having here, that under certain circumstances a shulchani may use the money, it's only in a case where it's money that's in circulation. But somebody is given money, coins that are not really part of circulation, then of course it's not mutter. Moreover, says the Beis Yosef, what apparently used to happen was that person who was a shulchani sometimes acted as a transfer, where somebody would ask him to transfer money to someone else. Here's the money, and please transfer the money to someone else. Under those circumstances, says the Beis Yosef, since he has a very clear, specific job, just to transfer the money, he may not, under any circumstances, use the money. The Paiskim discussed a situation where Reuven left money by Shimon to watch the money. And what he did was, the money was put in the bank. And Shimon realized the best way for him to carry out his obligation of watching the money is by putting it into a bank account. And the bank account makes interest. And that is a question between the shomer and the person who owns the money, who's entitled to the interest. Because our Mishnah just said that the shulchani is allowed to use the money to, if it's given to him in that fashion. Because it's understood, as we will see in the Gemara, that a shulchani is an individual who, as we described, does business with money. And therefore, if money was given to him with mutarim, it's understood that he's going to do business with money. Says so many paiskim are of the opinion that everybody in our world could be considered a shulchani, because everybody has the ability to invest money, everybody has the ability to put money into bank account, and therefore he should have the same halacha as our Mishnah. So again, now the question is, who is going to be entitled to the interest? Ramosh and the Shas of Chuvas, Igris Moshe Choshe Mishpat Chelik Bei Simon Nun Gimel, he says that when Chazal said that you could use the money, when the Shulchani could use the money, because the reason is that everybody has profit from this. What do I mean? The person who's using the money profits from using the money, and the person who owns the money then has the profit that he takes full responsibility. But, says Ramosha, and we quoted this truth from Ramosha in a previous year as well, that as learned in our previous year, the Gemara says, Ein Shmira, the best place to keep money, Bizman Hazeh, is Ela Bekarka. Ramosha says that the best place to put the money, Bizman Hazeh, is in the bank, because that's the safest place for the money to be. And since that is included, when I undertook the obligation to watch somebody's money, what's understood, particularly based on our previous year, is that I accepted myself that I'm going to do the best that I can to watch your money. What's the best that I can to watch your money? Put it into the bank. By accepting upon myself that obligation to put your money in the bank, what I'm really also saying is that that's where I'm going to keep the money. And therefore, Ramosha says that the money belongs to the owner of the money. And Ramosha concludes the tshuva, interesting words. V'hi svara gedayla, what I just said is extremely logical. Af she'elekarai mefreshal zeh, even though Ramosha himself admits they don't have an explicit proof to this halacha, in my opinion, says Ramosha, this should certainly be the halacha. Says the Gemara, b'shum detzurim lo yishtamish behem, the Mishnah said that if the money was left with the shulchani in a tied-up fashion, that then I can't use it. But the question is that when somebody, as we mentioned a moment ago, when somebody leaves money with a shulchani, he understands that the shulchani is in constant need of money. And since that's what he does, and he constantly is in need of money, since he's in constant need of money, asked the Gemara, shouldn't that be a good enough reason that he should be held, that it should be understood that when I leave money by Shulchani, I'm expecting that he will use it? Answers the Gemara, Amar of Asi, the Mishnah is referring to a situation, Amar of Asi, Amar of Yehuda, Betzurim v'chatumim, they were put into a package and sealed, Shanu. And that's a clear indication that the person who's leaving the money with the Shulchani does not want him to use the money. Mary Omer, that's talking, that doesn't have to be sealed, Bekesha Mishuna. It was tied, not in your normal fashion, indicating that I don't want you to touch the money. Ikeda Amri, by Rav Mari, but there's a different version of this last statement, where Rav Mari had a question. Tzrurim v'chatumim, certainly the halacha is, the shomer may not use it. What's going to be the halacha, Bekesha Mishuna Mai, and the Gemara remains with a teku. However, we also learned in the Mishnah, if the money was left with the Shulchani Mutarim open, then the halacha is Yishtamshman, he may use it. And therefore, he becomes responsible. Amar Rav Huna, Befilu Nentsu. Once he becomes responsible, he's treated like a Shoyal. And we know that a Shoyal is Chayiv in Oinsim. Ask the Gemara, Avdu Ketani, the Mishnah speaks about an Avdu. Now we know that a Shoyal Sachar is chayiv for avdu, but he's not chayiv for einzim. And the Gemara's question is that if this individual is chayiv even for einzim, shouldn't the Mishnah have told us a bigger chiddush that he's chayiv even for einzim? Answers the Gemara, Kirabba. The answer is like Rabba taught us elsewhere. Dama Rabba, that when it says here avdu, nigdavu doesn't mean the regular case of stolen. It's talking the list of mezuyin. V'avdu is tavas v'nas b'yom, that these are really in the category of an oinus, and the Mishnah is telling us that he's chayiv for oinsim. Rav Nachmama, nensu, if there was an oinus, even though the Shulchani is allowed to use the money, but not to the degree that he will be chayiv for oinsim. Amalei Rav v'le Rav Nachman, l'didach t'amru nensu loy, according to you, that if there was an oinus, the Shulchani will not be held responsible. Alma, loy have a shoylayu. You don't consider him in the category of a shoyl. But he asks Rava to Rav Nachman, is shoyl loy have? If you're not going to consider him a shoyl, so shoyma sacha nami loy have. Then you can't consider him a shoyma sacha either, because he's not getting paid as we started the shiur with for this job. Says the Gemara Amalei. So Rav Nachman responds to Rava, Baha Medinalach, that even though I don't treat him as a shoyl. Halachically, I treat him as a shoyl mesocha. The hoyl v'han nene mehana, since he's going to have benefit from this money, because as we learned, he may use the money. So therefore, bahu na, this benefit that he has, di misrani leizvina, this by revocha, if he'll have the opportunity, that a business opportunity comes up, that he can make profit on, zovim bahu, he could use this money to make that investment, that treats him as a shayma socher. Because what is the definition of a shayma socher? The definition of a shayma socher is that he's getting paid to watch. Here, this shulchani could be viewed as an individual who's getting paid to watch. The reason he's getting paid to watch is because he is able to use the money in, when he sees an opportunity. Says the Gemara, Eisvei Rav Nachman Rav Huna. Rav Nachman now asks a question to Rav Huna. The halach is that a mafkin mos, if we have the treasurer of Hegdish and he leaves over money that he thought is not Hegdish, he thought that this money is regular money, but it was really Hegdish money. Eitzel Shulchani, and he left that money by Shulchani. The halach is as follows. I'm Tzrurim, if he gave the money sealed, loy yishtamish behen, the Shulchani may not use that money. Lefikach, im haitzi, and if he does use the money, loy mal agizber. The treasurer will not be considered that he did the avera mila behegdish, because this Shulchani really had no right to use the money, because it was given to him in a way that he can't, that's telling him that it's sealed, don't use it. Vimutarim, but if the money was given to him unopened, yishtamish behem, then the Shulchani may use it. Lefikach emhoitzi, and therefore if the Shulchani uses the money, mal hagizbar, the gizbar will be held responsible. And the basis for understanding this Gemara is a very important point that is discussed often when we learn the din of Mila B'Hegdish. Even though throughout Shas, the halacha is
ain't shliach l'dvar aveira. Mila behegdish is an exception to that rule. And when we speak about mila behegdish, if the treasurer of hegdish gave something to another person, and the person who he gave it to was not aware that it's hegdish, and obviously this is all being done b'shagig, because the halacha mila behegdish only applies b'shagig. The halacha is the fichach m'hoitzi, if the shulchani were to use the money, mal ha-gizbar. Says the Gemara, v'amrit, afilu nentsu, if we're going to say that the shulchani, because he's allowed to use the money, is right away chayif ointzim, my area hoitzi, why does the shulchani have to use the money to be chayif, afilu hoitzi nena, because as soon as he gave him the money, that means he gave it to a person that's allowed to use the money. That means the gizbar was moil behegdish by giving this money to the shulchani. Amalei, so Rav Huna answers Rav Nachman, you're right. The moment the gizbar gives the shulchani this hegdish money, and as we've been explaining, it was done by mistake. He didn't realize that the money he's giving him is hegdish money. The simple way of learning the Gemara is the gizbar had more than one batch of money, and he got confused, thinking he gave the non-hegdish money when he actually gave the hegdish money. That's when the moment of Mi'ila happens by the gizbar. So then, since the Mishnah said that that moment, the gizbar is moil, why did we speak about a case where he's hoitzi, that he actually, the shulchani actually started using it? Says the Gemara, I did tani reisha. Since the reisha of that braisa says that the money was sealed. And since, as we learned, the money was sealed, he had no right to use the money. And if the shulchani at that point used the money, the shulchani is the moil. That's why tani nami sefer hoitzi. Hashleich yad bepikadon. If somebody was shaleich yad, he took a pikadon and used it. So beishamar meyilka beches v'yaser. Beishami says that if it goes down in value, he pays as it was at the time when it was more expensive. In other words, he always will pay the higher price. Beisil's opinion is kishas itzah, what it was worth at the time. And the Gemara is going to explain when it was spent. Kiva misham kishas atfia. Again, the Gemara will explain. It says the Gemara, "Amar Rava, Haiman the Gozel Chavita, the Chamri Mechavri." Somebody stole a barrel of wine from somebody else. Mikara, at the time that it was stolen, it was Shavya Zuzah, it was worth a Zuz. Hashta, now it's worth Shavya Arba, it's worth four Zuzim. And now the Gazlin wants to pay what it's worth. So what do we say? Do we say, how do we evaluate this? Do we evaluate it at what it was worth at the time of the gzela, or do we look at it? Or do we look at it at its current value? Tavro Shasya, says the Braisa. If says the Gemara, Tavro Shasya, if the gazlan broke the barrel or drank it up, then Mishalim Arba, he pays four zuzim. It be memela, but if he wasn't the one to break the barrel, Mishalim zuzim. And the Gemara says, "My Tama, what's the difference? What happened? Kivan the Isa." So says the Gemara. Since if he had the barrel of wine, as it was at the time of stealing, he Kivan the Isa had this barrel of wine been here as it was at the time when it was stolen. So the halacha is, as we learned so many times in Masechta Bava Kama, the Gazlan could say, "Harei shulchal lefanecha." So the moment that he drinks from it, or the katavale, he starts to break it, that's the moment of gzela. That's the time that the halacha views it as if he stole it. Of course, says the Ritva, what will be the halacha if he stole it, and at that moment it was worth whatever price, and then when he broke the barrel, drank from the barrel, the halacha, it was worth less. So then, of course, says the Ritva, he'll pay whatever it was worth at the time that he stole it. He shouldn't benefit, because now the way the Ritva learns the Gemara, there was two acts of gzela. When he actually stole it, and when he broke or drank the barrel, he shouldn't benefit from his second act of gzela. V'tanan, and says the Mishnah, Masechta Bava Kama, Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, Kol HaGazlonim, Mishalmim Kishas HaGzela. Everybody, a gazlan always pays at the time of gzela. And there's an interesting machlokes why. The Tzais's opinion is that a person, when he is a gazlan, is considered also a mazik. And since he's considered a gazlan, since he's considered a mazik always pays according to what it's worth then. The Nesivus says a different pshat. He says, if somebody stole from somebody, and that is a second act of Geneva, because first I stole it, and now I broke the barrel or drank from it. So now, it's not as if it's just a continuation of the original Gzela. Nesivus says a very interesting pshat. The Nesivus' opinion is that the way the halacha views at what just happened is that the Gzela really becomes whole at this moment. And the way I understand what the Nesivus means to say is that when he stole it and he could still return it as it was, saying, as we often say, Hareshul Cholof Anecha, it's not considered a complete act of Gzela. When is it considered a complete act of Gzela? It's considered a complete act of Gzela only when you stole it to a point where it's not retrievable, when you drank it or broke the barrel. So therefore, he considers this a Shas Gzela. However, if the gazlan was not the one that broke it, but it broke by itself, he pays what it was worth at the time that it was stolen. My Tama. When it broke by itself, he really hasn't done anything. So what are we punishing for? He shot the gzela. He shot the zuzah hu d'shavya, and that time was worth the zuz. And this fits perfectly with both the pshat that the Nesiva suggests and the pshat that the Tzais explains. According to the Tzais, we said that this is an act of mazik. But what is considered an act of mazik? If I went and I broke the barrel, but I didn't break the barrel broke by itself. Since the barrel broke by itself, so according to the Tzais' understanding, that would not be considered an act of gzela. That's according to the Tzais. According to the Nesivus, the way we explained in the Nesivus, what happens here is that when the person breaks it, it's sort of a new act of gzela or a completion of the original act of gzela. But then again, that is only in a case where the person broke it. So now we could say he completed or did a new act of gzela. But if he didn't do anything and it happened all by itself, we can't call this a situation that he did a gzela. He didn't do any gzela. Nothing happened more because of him. He didn't break it. It broke by itself. And since it broke by itself, and he didn't do an act of breaking, so that's why the only thing we look at is what happened at the beginning. And therefore, since at the beginning, at the original time of the gzela, it was only worth the zuz, that's all that this gazlan will be held responsible for. Tanan asked the Gemara on Rabbah from our Mishnah. We learned in our Mishnah that if somebody shleich yab kodim, b'shel oimrim kishas hoitzah, that you pay at the time of hoitzah. And as we said, the Gemara is going to explain what did b'shel mean when he said my kishas hoitzah. Ilam kishas hoitzah min ha'olam doesn't mean that at the time that it got destroyed, and that's the value you're going to have to pay. B'mai. So now let's analyze this further. Ibechesser, if the value of this object went down, and therefore you're going to pay what it was at that point, Mi'ekalamand Omer, will anybody say that if what you stole went down in value, you'll only have to pay the lower value? For Tanan, didn't the Mishnah we just quote from Masechta Bava teach us that Kolam Mishal Gazlonim Mishalmim B'Shas Gzela? If B'Yesser, if we're going to say that the value of what you stole went up, and we're going to pay the higher amount, so says then that's exactly what Beis Shammai said. So where is the area of dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Ella Pshita, What is the definition of b'shas hatzah? B'shas hatzah beis habalim. The value, what it was when you actually stole it. And you always pay what it was at the time of the gzela. So according to this lema rabba, the rabba says that if you broke the barrel or you drank from the barrel, you pay the value what it had at that time. And if at that time it was worth more, you'll pay more. It turns out the rabba is saying his pshat, rabba is saying his psak like Beis Shammai, and that's difficult to accept. The rabba is saying like Beis Shammai, not like Beis Hillel. Says the Gemara, Amlach Rabba. Rabba reinterprets everything. He says, "But yes, sir. If the object went up in value, Kali Amalai Pligi," says Rabba, "everybody's in agreement. If I stole something and then it went up in value, and then I drank that barrel of wine, broke that barrel of wine, I'm going to pay it a higher price." Ki Pligi, the question here is Bechoser, when it went down in value. B'shami Savri, Shlichus Yad, to be considered a Shaleich Yad, going back to Sugya that we learned the other day. Shlichus Yad ain't Tzorech Chesaron. You don't have to do anything physical to the object that you're watching to be considered a Shaleich B'yad. As soon as you're Shaleich B'yad, as soon as you decided to take for yourself, you're considered a Shaleich Yad. Therefore, V'ki Chaser, when the value went down, B'shus Dedei Chaser, it was it's mine from the time of Shlichus Yad, and therefore I pay according to what it was worth at the time of Shlichus Yad. But Beis Hillel Savri, Beis Hillel is going to hold Shlichus Yad Tzrichi Chesaron. You're not considered a Shaleach Yad until you physically altered the object. And therefore, Ki Chaser, and therefore if it goes down in value, that means you didn't do anything, so you're not a gazlan. And if it goes down in value, b'shusa demarachaser, it was still the ownership of the original owner. And therefore, when do you become the gazlan? You don't become the gazlan at the time you decided to be a shaleach yad. You only become a gazlan at the time that you actually are shaleach yad. And then we look at the value at that moment. Ask the Gemara. So it turns out that according to this interpretation, the machloikis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is shlichus yad tzrichi chesaron or ain't tzrichi chesaron. The Beis Shammai holds it doesn't, and Beis Hillel holds it does. But ask the Gemara, Elhar da Amra, Rava, we learned on Daf Mem Aleph from Abayis. Shlichus yad ain't tzrichi chesaron. So that's the halacha. According to that, it turns out the lame Rava, Damaki Beis Shammai. It turns out the Rava holds like Beis Shammai. Says the Gemara, Elhacha Mai Skinen. What we're going to have to explain, our Mishnah speaking about a case, Kigoin Shatutta Lahavia Lexilis. He took something that he was asked to watch. He was asked to watch, as we've been learning, a barrel. He took the barrel to stand on top of it to use it as a platform to get something high, to get birds that are on top of the nest. And then he put it back to where he took it from. And the question that we're arguing here is, Shoyel Shlomidas Kamifgi. Is a person become a Shoyel Shlomidas at that point? B'Shammai, Savri, I don't have permission to do this. And therefore, B'Shammai's opinion is, Shoyel Shlomidas is a gazlan. I'm considered a gazlan for that moment. V'kichoser, so we look at the moment of what it was worth when I stole it. And therefore, if it goes down in value, it went down in my possession, I the Shomer, because I have to pay according to what it was worth when I actually took it. And therefore, it's still considered the property of the original owner. And therefore, if it goes down, it's still under the ownership of the original owner. Only when I actually break it or drink from it, then Beis Hillel says, that's when I become the gazlan, and that's the moment we look at what it's worth. Ask the Gemara, so we have the similar question. El Hadam Rava. Rava Masech the Rabbi Basra, that Pei Chesom and Aleph teaches us. Shloyel Shloyel Das Rabbanan Gazlan Havei. It turns out, the Leim Rava, Damak Beis Shammai. Rava's following the opinion of Beis Shammai. Ella, says the Gemara, we're speaking about a different case altogether. Here, talking about B'shach Shel Gzela, that what happened was, somebody took an animal that he was watching and took it for himself, and now there's additional value to this animal. For example, the animal has more wool, the animal has babies that the animal conceived that had after I stole it. What is going to be the halacha? And that, he says, is going to be the subject, kamifagi, the subject of the machlekes of Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. Says the Gemara, Beis Shammai savri, Beis Shammai says shvach gzela, the part that the animal had these improvements, the wool and the babies, the nigzel hava. Anything that came into the world after I did shlichus yad really belongs to the original owner. And I can't keep that for myself. It belongs to the original owner. Whereas Beis Hillel Savri, Beis Hillel's opinion is, Shvach Gzela, the Gazlan Hava. I am the Gazlan. And from the moment that I am the Gazlan, this animal is mine. And since from that moment, this animal that is mine, any improvements that attach themselves to this animal become mine. The Tag, B'Pilk Dani Tanoi. And the Gemara says that this is actually Machloikis that we found elsewhere. The Tanya Goizel Sarochel. If somebody steals a sheep, the gozuzov, and he shears the wool, the yolda, or the baby, or it had a baby afterwards, mishalm oisav es gizasav es ledasav, he has to pay the value of the animal, and the value of the wool, and the value of the babies, to the original owner. Divrei Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, gazel chazeres beinah. I give back the sheep, but everything that got added to the sheep, the gazlan may keep. Now the Gemara is saying that the Machlokes of Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda is actually Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. And says the Gemara, Deitanami, that's the way to understand this Machlokes. The Ketani Beis Shammai Yilke Bechesev Yasser, Beis Hillel Oimrim Keshas Etzar. So we see that Beis Shammai doesn't use the word Zol and Yoiker. If the focus of Beis Shammai is the amount that it went up in value, or it went down in value, the proper wording should be Zol V'Yoiker. The Mishnah, however, used the words chesiv yeser. Chesiv yeser speaks about the animal itself, and you have to pay with the value of the sheep and all the whatever else, the wool and the babies. Beis Shammai says all belongs to the original owner. Beis Hillel disagrees and says that anything from the moment of Gzeilin on belongs to the Gazlan. Shema Mina. Rekiva said in our Mishnah, you pay kishas atfia. So says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Mishmul Alacha Kerbekiva. That is the Alacha, Maida Bekiva, but Makam Sheish Edom. That if there are Edom, how much it was worth at the time of the Gzela, and they saw that the Gzela took place, then you pay that value. Says the Gemara, My Tama, where does the Bekiva say that we pay according to Shas Atfir? Presumably means the time of the Din Torah. Damakra, the Pasuk says, V'shilm Oysa Beroishai, V'chemishasai, Yosef Lov, Lashu Oshem Lashu Loi, Yetnenu B'yoyim Ashmasai. That you pay according to what it was worth at the time that you're obligated. If, therefore, if you were called to the Torah, and at that point you were Maida, so that's the point when you were Maida that you're Chayiv, that you have to pay. The Kiva the Ek Edom, and says the Gemara, if there are Edom that clearly saw and know everything that happened, so that's the moment from when I will be Chayiv, and therefore from that moment, says Rabbi Kiva, Mehi Shata the Chayiv Le'e Shama. So now Rabbi Kiva says, you're Chayiv from the moment we know you're going to be Chayiv. And there are three times that the Gemara is identifying that could be, say, is the time that you're Chayiv. One example is the example that we just spoke about, where there are Edom who saw you stole it. There are Edom that know how much it was worth at that time. So from at what point are you Chayiv? You're Chayiv exactly from that point. That is the opinion of one. That is one case. The next case is from the moment that I admit. Again, because from the moment I admit, so I know I'm going to have to pay. So that's the moment I'm Chayiv from. And the last opinion is that we pay from the moment, we pay from the time Besdin says, I'm going to have to pay. Amalei Rav Oishel Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi, at the Oymer came, according to you, that if there are Edom that knew the value at the time of Gzela, and know that there was a Gzela, that I was the Gazlan, that's going to be the moment I'm Chayiv. As to Gemara, Hachi Amar Rav Avsi Amar Rav Yochanan. Chol Kai Rav Kiva Afilu B'Makom Sheyesh Edim. The Braisa says, Rav Avsi Amar Rav Yochanan says, that even if there were Edim, Rav Kiva says that that's not the moment. My Tam Dama Krol Ashu Lo Yitnana B'Yoyim HaShemasoi. And he says, it's not the Edim that make you Chayiv. Beidina Hu D'Mechayiv Lo Ashma. It's the Bez that makes you Chayiv. So even though, of course, the fact that there are Edim that could testify is a very powerful part of this conversation, that doesn't make you chayiv. Edom will be used, obviously, in Bezdin, but the Edom that I used in Bezdin don't make you chayiv. Omele Reb Zeru Reb Abba Bat Papa. Ki Azas Lahosam, he says, when you come from Bavot HaTzor, Akif Asuma Detzor, please travel to Suma Detzor, Ve'ol Gabed Rav Yaakov Be'idi, and please go visit Rav Yaakov Be'idi, Boy Minei, Ishmina Le Rav Yochanan Alokra B'Kiva, Oin Alokra B'Kiva. Can he please tell us, is that Alokra B'Kiva, or not? Amalei Hachi Amar Rav Yochanan, the loch is like Rav Akiva, lo'olam. So he added the word, my lo'olam. So he asked him, what does the word lo'olam come to say? Amar Vash Shloita Mahani Mili Hechad Alaka Edim. When do we go according to when Bezdin and Paskins? Only when there are no Edim. So that becomes the moment that I'm Chayiv, and that becomes the moment of evaluation of what I'm Chayiv. Aval hechadik edim, if there is edim loy, and then the halacha is that you pay according to the time of edim. So he says, that's what it meant, lo'olam. The Reb Kiva says that we always follow the time of Bezdin, lo'olam, even if there are edim. Vinami, another case, another point of the word lo'olam has come to teach us, the hadra l'duch of itbara. What happens if somebody took what he stole and put it back where it was originally, and it broke. And when they teach us, and this is another machlokes that we just discussed the other day on Daf Mem and Beis, Lefukad Rabbi Shmuel, that we don't follow the opinion of Shmuel, the Omer Loi Bein in Das Balim. And if I took something, I was Shaleach Yad, and I then put it back, according to Rabbi Shmuel, I'm fine, rather Kamash Malon, we passing like Rabbi Kiva, that we need Das Balim. That we have to have the owner knowing that I put it back. And since I didn't know where I put it back, once I take it, as we learned the other day, that kol su shmirasa, my shmira ends, because I wasn't allowed to be shleich yad, and I was a shleich yad, my shmira's end, and just by putting it back, can't reinstate my shmira unless the owner knows and reinstates me as the shomer. Rav Amar, but Rav says this entire debate about what Rabbi Kiva says is sort of not relevant, because Rava says that you're always passing like Beis Hillel, that we always pay Kishas HaGzeilah.